Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
So wait a minute, if I'm hearing this correctly, Steph, you were doing your job?
Yes, yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour, we were starting to pre-plan stuff.
Like
I was like, I got
to
get this organized. So I went ahead and made sure we had some details
like
written down.
Like we're supposed to. You're always busy in the 9 o'clock hour getting ready for your afternoon show. You come rolling in the next day at 10 after 10.
I'm trying.
And then, yeah, you work hard. I just
give you a hard
time.
Putting together some promos.
Oh, my God. I am so excited. So if you're new to the podcast or you don't listen to our radio show, we do a radio show while we're doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. You hear a little break in the middle of it. And Steph has a promo that she has put together. We put these promos for the morning show. And I am so excited for the email we're going to get from the boss. I love this one. This one is hilarious.
Yes.
But boy, he ain't going to like it.
So what we'll do for you listening to the podcast, we're going to copy and paste it in right here.
Yes.
The Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph.
10% of all people admit they have at least one of these in their dresser drawer. Get your mind out of the gutter as far as mommy's rocket ship.
I'm just going to stop you. You know what I love? Is that I'm the one that always gets a hard time for being the one that says stuff that shouldn't be said. But sweet, sweet girl next door over there is the one that said that one.
Now I'm all red.
Mornings on Today's Q106.
What do you think? Is that too risque? I don't think so. Because the adults know what I was talking about. Kids have no clue.
Keep in mind, though, I did get in trouble one time for a caller saying the word panties on the show.
Okay. Yeah, panties. What else are you supposed to call underwear?
Well, here's what it was. So we had a Christmas party called a naughty and nice party.
Okay.
So we're going to invite five people who were naughty and five people who were nice. And then we're going to invite Element to the studio. We're going to have a big Christmas party and blah, blah, blah. And a lady called up and she goes, she's on the naughty list. Well, what'd you do that was naughty? She goes, well, my ex-husband called me up and lured me over to his house with a bottle of vodka.
Okay.
So I did, and next thing you know, well, long story short, I left my black panties stuffed into his couch so his girlfriend, who he left me for, would find them.
Oh, that's such a good story.
Great story.
I'd be laughing.
Hilarious. We all had a great time.
Yeah, she painted the picture perfectly.
Sure. Yep. Not supposed to. Didn't want us saying that on the air. Yep.
What?
Yeah. Also got to talking to that same day when another person on the naughty list keyed somebody's car who was parked in a handicap spot.
Ooh.
Justified. I'm not gonna be mad at that. Justified. But yeah.
But well, they shared the story.
Exactly. I didn't do it. I didn't go out promoting keying cars.
Carrie Underwood sings about it, and
that was exactly what was 100% of what my argument on that was. Wait a minute, Carrie Underwood goes to work on a guy's truck with a baseball bat.
And the person was confessing, yes, that's why I'm on the naughty list.
Yes,
I shouldn't have done that.
Yep.
But this is what happened.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. Move on.
Yeah. So, I mean, things have changed in the last couple of years because we do a family-friendly show. I always say we don't blow the roof off of anything, but we break the 2x4s inside the house and we, you know, try to destroy as much drywall as we can.
Yes.
But sometimes the boss, and I understand why, he's worked on a lot of stations where he even said that one of the stations he worked at, the difference between our station and the one that he was at one time was if you talked about drinking, people would call up and say, Wisconsin has a major drinking problem. You shouldn't be promoting drinking. And it wasn't a Christian station at all that he was on, but it was an older folk station and they just didn't get down. Where here, every one of our songs is about drinking.
Yes.
But, you know, we have kids that listen. So
we
try to, you know, another thing that I got in
it's
trouble.
It's all about the balance.
I got in trouble with our consultant one time that we had. We had a former consultant who listens and kind of tells us what to do to kind of make the show better.
Like a coach.
Yes. Very, very intelligent guy in radio.
Yes.
And I think I made a poop joke or a fart joke.
Okay.
And you would tell me as a mom.
Yes.
All right. And his comment to me was, I think if I'm a mom and I'm driving down the road, I don't really, you know, I have my kids. And I don't really want to hear humor like that. And then I said to him, if you're a mom and you're driving in the car with your kids are saying jokes like that.
Was that the beginning of Friday Funnies?
It should have been.
It should have been.
Yeah, it was like I said something like I made a very juvenile poop joke, but
exactly.
it was funny. You know, at least I thought it was.
You know what? You had the wrong co-host at the time. I would have chimed like, "Oh, 12-year-old Jackson is back in the studio."
Exactly.
And
right.
if your co-host didn't balance it off the right way, maybe that's why your poop joke stood out and was dirty sounding versus being
maybe,
a 12-year-old goofy like. You know,
that's one of the arguments that we've had during
it's
it
tough, huh?
is, you know, anytime we've made like a sexual reference like that, you know, like that promo.
Like the rocket ship.
You know what it is, yeah. but as a kid, you don't. I said, what about Eric Church's song, Wrecking Ball? Where if you don't know what that song is about, it's about he's been gone for a little while.
Okay.
He's been gone on the road.
This is a song that was played on today's Q106.
Wrecking Ball, big song.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been gone for a little while. Or maybe it's not Wrecking Ball, but anyways, I'll have to look up what it is.
Okay.
He's coming home from the road, and he's going to bang his wife so hard, he's going to tear the house down.
Oh my gosh, now I have to Google.
Look up the lyrics right now.
Look
up Eric Church Wrecking Ball, I think is what it is.
Not Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball.
No, I think it's a different one. I think that was what it was.
Wrecking Ball, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
A Wrecking Ball.
Yes, all right.
Okay, now let's look at the lyrics.
Read me some lyrics from Wrecking Ball.
Okay.
Give me what it is that you got. But that's... See, you haven't even gotten very far into the end of the song. Okay, so what do you got here? Start us off.
Oh, damn, you really turn me on, painting your toenails pink. Easy, baby, before you say.
Okay, hang on, stop real quick.
Sorry.
Church has a foot fetish. Continue.
That old house is going to be shaken. I hope those bricks and boards can take it.
See?
Wow.
I'm coming in like a wrecking ball.
But I won't be surprised if the whole damn place just falls. I'm going to rock you, baby, like a wrecking ball.
See, now tell me that's not I'm coming home. We're going to hammer it out.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean.
Love you, baby. Take it right there, baby. Rock you, baby. Woo!
Oh, it's exactly what I'm saying. And then how many songs does Luke Bryan or Jason Aldean have where they're going to bang you down in the back of a truck? You know, we're in a cornfield, and guess what? We're going to be getting it down. We're shucking them pants.
Knocking boots.
Yes.
Knocking boots. Yeah. What can I rhyme with boots?
Yeah, but it sounds all cute. You know,
exactly.
That's been my defense when I've gotten in trouble for saying things, and the excuse I've always gotten is well, that's the music. The music is allowed to get away with that. And I went, tell that to Two Life Crew.
Who's that?
Oh, you're young. So Two Life Crew, this is back when in the 80s, there was like commissions on Congress about what you could say in music.
Oh,
and Two Life Crew,
you
know, the Me Love You Long Time, that was from one of their songs, and very graphic rap music.
Oh,
there's rappers today, there's nowhere, they would try to call it X-rated rap music, is how graphic it was. But then a lot of people, you know, like John Denver when he was alive, D. Snyder, George Carlin, a lot of people went and testified in Congress to be like, hey, you know, what you're doing is trying to censor, you know, the First Amendment. This is these people's rights to be able to say what it is that they want to say. And that's when the label first came out on an album that said explicit lyrics.
Oh, that's
right. So this is kind of what started all of that. It was Tipper Gore, had a foundation.
Yes, I was like, who is the woman?
Yeah, Tipper Gore was who it was. And this is back when the Democrats tried to tell us, which I think is so funny on how things have... gone and then came back. Like the Democrats were a bunch of lame-os trying to tell us what it was that we could and couldn't say. And then in the 90s, the Democrats got cool. And like they got cool. All right. And then it was like, hey, the Republicans are the old guys, you know? And then now we're back to the Democrats being lame again. And you can't say this because that's offensive. And don't say that. And don't do this. And screw you.
Oh, how everything is offensive to everybody.
Yes. Yes. It's funny how those things ebb and flow.
I know.
You know, back and forth. But. We try to be as family-friendly as possible, but we also like to have a little bit of fun, you know what I mean? And rocket ships. Who doesn't like a good rocket ship?
And 9797 on our live feed. Me so horny.
Yeah, see? Yeah, yes. That it was that song there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Explicit lyrics.
Very explicit lyrics. I mean, the song was just about banging. And they wouldn't even use that word.
But it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
That is a good, absolutely. Yep. Penn and Teller had a show, and I'm going to say the name of the show, Bullshit.
Oh, that's right. I think we brought this up in a past episode.
And they talked about, so one of my favorite parts of it, he has a little dog sitting there. And he says the dog, he goes up and he goes, oh, I'm going to murder you. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And then he walks to the dog and he goes, I I love you! And he screams in the dog's face like that. And he goes, now, which thing did I say was worse? Is it what you say? How you say it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's, I mean, it really makes a difference. Language is all about how it's interpreted.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to interpret some language on our radio show.
Hang on.
Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. So, remember when it was super freezing cold yesterday?
Yeah, now it's warming up, right?
Yeah, high of 45, but
Woo!
Here's the deal. Chance of a wintry mix, which I still say we need to get a bartender in here and create a drink called a wintry mix, or maybe some kind of a winter dessert, because wintry mix sounds like something you want to eat.
Let's remember that next time Chef Dave Heidi joins us. He loves making up those mixology things.
Let's have him come up with a wintry mix, yes. Chance of snow and freezing rain before 10 a.m. So as you're driving in, just please go slow. Be careful out there. We want everyone to have themselves a good day. And then after that, it's going to turn into rain. It's going to be cloudy. So even though it's warm, you're not going to spend a lot of time outside. 26 at 5:46.
It gives us such a burst of energy and love when you react to hearing yourself on the radio. We feel so excited about that. And yesterday we had a woman named Nancy who joined our great debate over the microwave fish in the workplace. And yes, I won't do it ever again. You guys all call me out, okay? But then her son Snapchatted her being on the radio, and wait to hear his reaction to his mom being on the show yesterday. Here's that moment.
But today's Q106. Great debate.
All morning we've been in this great debate over the fact that I warmed up my salmon in the workplace microwave, okay? And the winner definitely is Jackson's side.
Yeah. Right side.
No warming up fish in the workplace microwave. Okay, I won't do it again, I guess, after seeing all your votes and hearing your reaction. Nancy's call, though, by far is my favorite call this morning. In case you missed it earlier, this is what happened.
She had one of those unique excuses.
We have a lot of allergies with fish, and I think that people need to keep their fish at home and be respectful and keep it there.
You're bringing out the allergy card with our great debate.
Hang on.
Don't make
me get on Steph's side here. Hang on a minute. We already live in a world where I can't bring a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in public. I can carry a gun. I can't bring a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But you mean to tell me that people have a fish smell allergy?
A fish smell allergy?
That's
if
a thing?
I'm in a huge
airborne.
Open place?
Are you kidding? Really?
I'm serious. I have a coworker who went by ambulance 3 times.
What is she? There's no way she could walk by any pub on Friday, especially around Lent time. I mean, that's
exactly
right.
What?
Basically.
Nancy.
Okay, so.
Hey, she taught us something, right?
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nancy, you're very, very sweet.
Yes.
And I've said this several times today since I heard that. If we have people that are allergic to fish smell.
The smell.
Just go ahead and cash our chips in as humanity, and we're done. Just start spraying aerosol cans, lighting plastic on fire. We've done what we can here on this earth. Time for us to leave.
Not only did Nancy become my favorite call of the day, but her whole family, because then Nancy went on Facebook Messenger and sent us her son's reaction. They were listening on the radio.
Yes.
And he was Snapchatting their reaction to hearing it on today's Q106. And I just love her son's reaction.
My mom on the radio. What? 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 She on the radio.
Oh, my gosh. That is so sweet. He's so pumped to hear his mom on the radio. Oh, well, I love that.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Nancy. And thanks for participating in the show. And let us have a little bit of fun with
yes,
you today.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, that was a really fun
That's
conversation.
Fun. My mom on the radio!
Mom on
the
radio!
That's so cool.
Didn't you say he was a Sun Prairie firefighter or something
along
those lines?
Yeah, a grown man getting excited about his mom on the radio. That's what
great.
Makes it even better.
That is
a local
great.
Hero. I love it.
I'm on the radio every day. My daughters couldn't give a rip.
And your mom just thinks you're a wedding DJ.
Yeah. Yes. The family thinks I'm a wedding DJ. You know how many people asked me about my job or about my podcast when I was in Indiana? I haven't seen my family in 10 years. Back when last time I saw them, I was a landscaper and things like that. You know how many people asked me?
I thought you said there was one cousin, though,
one.
That actually listens to the
yes,
podcast.
Yes, but he wasn't there.
Oh, he wasn't there?
Yeah,
then zero.
Yeah, that's exactly how many people asked me. Yeah, how's the podcast going? We listen. We blah, blah, blah. How could we listen to your show if we live in Indiana? Yeah, nobody.
Nobody.
Not a single one of them did.
They should. You should say, I talk about you and your meth brownies. You better start listening.
I talk about you people all the time. You wouldn't know. Because you don't listen. You don't turn it on.
Oh, hey, speaking of people who are listening, though, we got a great message about one of our episodes recently when we brought up the Chex Mix.
Got a Facebook message yesterday from Kathy. Let me just pull this up here. Kathy N. I don't want to try to mess up your last name. And she said, hey, here's a Chex Mix recipe in case no one else shared it with you. And then posted that there. And I said, oh, thank you. And she said, I'm catching up on your morning podcast.
Oh,
love that. Yes. And I said, sweet. Hope you enjoy it. And she said, I do. You guys are such a riot. So she's very, very sweet, and we appreciate that. And because we're talking about Chex Mix, I've never really seen like the
It was the holiday Chex Mix I brought in for what's stuffed in Steph's mouth.
Yeah.
And both Jax and I were like, well, we've never made this. There's something added on top of it. It wasn't just pour the Chex Mix in a bowl and add some peanuts, but I forgot what was in it. So can you pull up Kathy's recipe?
Yeah, so here's what it is, and this is from Chex. This is official Chex Mix from Chex.
All right.
So 3 cups of corn Chex, 3 cups of rice Chex, 3 cups of wheat Chex, 1 cup of mixed nuts, 1 cup of bite-sized pretzels, 1 cup of garlic-flavored bite-sized bagel chips,
ooh,
or regular-sized bagel chips broken into 1-inch pieces, 6 tablespoons of butter, or a word that I can't remember, margarine? I'm not sure what that is, but we don't have that here in Wisconsin.
Oh, 2 tablespoons
of Worcestershire sauce.
That's what it was then.
Yeah, that's with the extra ingredients we didn't know. And then some seasoning salt, garlic salt?
Garlic powder.
Teaspoon of onion powder. Now, I will go and address this real quick because my wife gets the two mixed up as well. Garlic salt and garlic powder are two very different things. If you want to add some garlic to something, do not add garlic salt. Like, let's say you're making some sauce, like some spaghetti sauce, or some tomato soup you're turning into spaghetti sauce for your kids, if you're Steph, because you did that once.
Yes.
You can add garlic salt into it, but keep in mind, you're also adding salt into it. If you want to add powderized garlic, I'm not saying this sound like an ass. Garlic powder. My wife, where's the garlic salt? You don't want garlic salt. Mm-hmm. You don't want it to be too. Salt is good. I love salt, but you know if you're trying to watch your salt intake, as we should, garlic powder is what you want to go with.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Good.
So, and then half a tablespoon of onion powder that's on there as well. And then you microwave it as well. So, I've heard about putting it in the oven. So, but this might be the easy way to do, but put it in a large microwavable bowl. Pour all the stuff over the top of it, microwave for 40 seconds, then microwave for 5 to 6 minutes, and then stir every 2 minutes.
Oh.
And that just seems like way too much work to then have a bowl full of buttery cereal.
Are you supposed to lay it out on paper towel?
Then yes, lay it on paper towel to dry it out. See, once again, that's an awful lot of work for buttery cereal.
It was good though. There's peanut butter mix though.
Sure.
I like Puppy Chow better.
With the powdered sugar
that's
on it? Yeah. Yeah. I can't have any of that though. That's just a big old pile of carbs.
But we love your feedback.
Yes,
thank
we do.
Thank you for sending us messages.
Yes, if you listen to something in the podcast, something you like, something you don't like, something that I said about Mexico.
Or my rocket ship.
Or her rocket ship, or something that seems to be a little bit off, please let us know. You can email us, steph@q106.com. She's really great about checking her email. And then you can also drop us a line on our Facebook page, Today's Q106. Is our Facebook page. If you just go there and click on there. And also, if you don't know, we also broadcast our podcast live every morning. So if you get up in the morning, and I know back in the day, a lot of folks would get up and they'd turn on their radio and listen to the radio. Well, we'll be honest. There's a lot of people not doing that anymore. We still got you in the car, but people are getting up and going onto social media. So if you want to wake up in the morning and be entertained while you're getting ready, throw on this podcast here. You can actually look into the studio, see what we look like.
Yeah, good point.
And hear all of Steph's coughs that I edit out. You can hear those live.
It's that time of year.
Yes. Well, it seems that way. Hang on. When is not that time of year?
I know. I finally was feeling better, and now today I'm getting that cough again. It's the scratchiness in the back of my throat.
Are you catching it from the boss? Because he was off for a day because he was sick. It's going around rampant. Christine Belport, who was a newscaster here in Madison. Again, if you're not in the Madison area, you might not know who she is. She's now moved on to other things, but she apparently is sick, and she's at the hospital with the flu. She's not in, but she had to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, as I'm sitting here in the waiting room, I feel like this is the beginning of Stephen King's The Stand with everybody here that's so sick. It's about everyone getting a disease and dying off. I was like, yeah, this time of year, everyone's getting knocked down by it.
But, I know. The flus, the coughs. Yes.
And here I am not wearing shoes. Yeah.
I know. You are the cockroach.
Yeah, exactly. I'll get sick every once in a while. And, you know, when I do, I'm going to take a day off. I always feel bad about taking a day off because I'll still get up in the morning. A lot of times when I'm sick, I'll come in and do my commercials before anyone gets in, cough on the microphone, and then leave. Yes. But then, so I'll be up at, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'll go back to sleep around 6. I'll wake up around 9:30 or 10 when we normally be getting off air, and I'll say to myself, it doesn't seem like it's worth it now.
No,
like,
you need to stay away.
I'd be home, but that's what it is. You don't want to infect
anybody else. And you're supposed to be resting.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rest is best when you're sick. That's Daniel Tiger.
Never seen that. Is that?
It's the cartoon. So after Mr. Rogers, and now it's a cartoon. It's Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
Do they still?
It's a cartoon.
Whoa, hang on a minute. Mm-hmm. Neighborhood?
Yes.
It's his Neighborhood?
Yeah, it's the same setup as like Mr. Rogers.
Daniel Tiger is it the puppet or is it a cartoon?
It's a cartoon, but it has Prince Tuesday and Harriet. So it's the same characters created by Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
It's just a cartoon that my kids love watching.
Okay. I didn't know that he had his own spinoff.
Yes.
On there. So they still show old reruns of Mr. Rogers?
No.
I don't
know. I haven't found any reruns of Mr. Rogers. It might be somewhere.
Yeah, the show's on for 30 years. You think they could show one? I mean,
where would it be?
A neat show. You'd think PBS would show it still.
So we're watching Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
That Tom Hanks movie hasn't come out yet, has it?
Yes.
Is it out now?
Yep. It's been out, I think, since Thanksgiving.
Really? I got to go see that.
I know.
But I know that I'm going to cry during that.
That's okay.
I know that's going to movie. The preview almost made me cry.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we're going to wrap up. Thank you so much for your feedback.
Thank you for joining our neighborhood.
Absolutely. Hey! I like that. please, again, click like, share. Please tell a friend about this as well, how we're really trying to grow the podcast in 2020. And I would like to double the listeners within the first 6 months of this year. So you that are our loyal listeners are a big, 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 big part of that. So please, share it on your social medias. Tell a friend at work, hey, I heard this really funny thing on this podcast. Or, hey, these two idiots are on there all the time in the morning if you want something to listen to while you're traveling. So you're our promotion machine, and we really appreciate that. So have yourselves a great day. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.